Senate please come to order? Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Roll call for Wednesday, February the 28th. Anderson?
Here.
Allman?
Here.
Barrasso?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
DeCaria?
Here.
Beck? Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Job?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Massey?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Mockler? Nicholas?
Here.
Peck excused. Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Sessions?
Here.
Townsend?
Here.
Vasey?
Here.
Von Slatern?
Here.
President Schiffer?
Here.
Beck?
Here.
Prayer by Reverend Borgon.
Let us seek God's blessings. Gracious, eternal God, once again you have granted us another wonderful day of life. And again we pause in the midst of our busyness and busy agendas to gratefully recognize your presence in our midst and to seek your blessing for this day. We thank you for life, and we thank you for the freedoms that you grant, that we enjoy. May we never take life, freedom, or liberty for granted. And may we never use our freedom and liberty as an opportunity for selfish gain, but as an opportunity to seek the health, the wellness, and vitality of all people, the people we serve, and the communities in which we live. Help us to passionately serve and hold high our standards. Grant us the health and strength needed to do the work that you have brought us here to do today. We pray for your wisdom and spirit of grace. And again today, gracious and mighty God, we ask for your healing presence in the life of Bob Peck and all those who face difficulties with their health and for those who face loss. Again, we ask for your spirit of comfort and strength for loved ones who make sacrifices which allow us to serve in this place. As we gratefully and humbly come to serve the good people of Wyoming, may these blessings be ours today. For it is you, and it is in your good name, gracious Creator and Redeemer God, that we pray. Amen.
You join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading correction and approval of the journal. Would the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the Journal of February the 27th, 2007 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the journal committee report is approved. Our doctor for the day is Radu Sigal from Cheyenne. Doctor, welcome. Welcome. Well, that's Doug Parker. Excuse me, Mr. Parker. Where is Judy? And I apologize to her. Okay. But you will serve as our doctor, I hope. Okay, thank you. And our nurse is Cheryl Kosky from the Wyoming State Board of Nursing. So if you need to visit with the Board of Nursing, when she shows up, you can visit with her. Our thought for the day. The trouble with burning the candle at both ends is that you always get caught in the middle. Messages from the House. Senator Vasey.
I move to expunge the thought for the day from the record.
Senator Vasey, did it strike too close to home? Messages from the House.
February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 536, third reading failed. Mr. President, After an unsuccessful motion to reconsider the failed third reading vote, the bill listed below failed to pass the House third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 152, Illegal Drug Laboratories, Remediation of Buildings, Ayes 30, Noes 30. February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 519, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 22, Law Enforcement Disposal of Property, Ayes 59, Noes 1. Message number 520, concurrence passed. House Bill number 76, Livestock Brand Inspectors, Ayes 60. Message number 521, concurrence passed. House Bill number 120, Sex Offender Registration, Ayes 60. Message number 522, concurrence passed. House Bill 137, Stalking, Ayes 60. Message number 523, concurrence passed. House Bill 204, State Employees Health Insurance Dependents of Deceased, Ayes 60. Message number 524, concurrence passed. House Bill 216, Camp Guernsey Improvements, Ayes 60. Message number 525, concurrence passed. House Bill 219, Revisers Bill, Ayes 60. Message number 526, concurrence passed. House Bill 224, Real Estate Appraisers, Ayes 60. Message number 527, concurrence passed. House Bill 270, Construction Contracts Residency Requirements, Ayes 60. Message number 529, concurrence passed. House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account, Ayes 60. Message number 530, concurrence passed. House Bill 300, Adult Protective Services, Ayes 60. Message number 531, concurrence passed. House Bill 301, Clean Coal Technology 2, Ayes 58, Noes 2. February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 533. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 274. The House conferees are Representative Brown, Chairman, Representatives Kohlberg and Dan Zwanitzer. Message number 534. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 121. The House conferees are Representative Mercer, Chairman, Representatives Buchanan and Madden. Message number 542. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 278. The House conferees are Representative R. Anderson, Chairman, Representatives Harshman and Thompson. Message number 539, Joint Conferees appointed. Conference appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 115. The House conferees are Representative Eichel, Chairman, Representatives Dockstader and Millen. Message number 540, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 131. The House conferees are Representative Hellinan, Chairman, Representatives Hammond and Landon. February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 528, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 274, Real Estate Disclosure. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 59. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a light committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 532, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 121, Child Support Enforcement Fees. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 14, noes 46. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a light committee from the House to consider to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 541, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account. After a successful motion to reconsider the concurring passing vote, the House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 59, 1 excuse. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a light committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 537, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 136, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 6. February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 538, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File number 72, Indian School Education Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 72, Indian School Education Program, reference message. Huh? Did I read that? I read it already. All right. That's all there is.
Conference Committee appointments for message 541 with reference to House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account. The Conference Committee will be Senators Nicholas, Meyer, and Joe. For House message 528, referencing House Bill number 274, Real Estate Disclosure. The conference committee will be Senators Case, Perkins, and Sessions. And for House message number 532, dealing with House Bill 121, Child Support Enforcement Fees, the conference committee will be Senators Ross, Johnson, and Nicholas. Reports from Joint Conference Committee.
Joint Conference Committee report.
on House Bill 136, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. Senator Townsend, are you ready on that one? Would the reading clerk please read in the conference committee report?
The joint conference committee report, House Bill 136, Water Well Drilling Pump Installation. Representative message number 376, signing for the House, Representative Buchanan, Chairman, Representative Dirks and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senator Townsend, Chairman, Senators Geis and Vasey.
Senator Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. President. The results of the House Bill 136, the message 376, would ask you to vote aye on the confirmation of this bill. The Senate added a lengthy amendment to include some things that the House didn't like, and we conferred on deleting House Bill 136, third reading, and on House Bill 36, reading, third reading number two. We've released those and brought the bill back virtually to where it was when it came over. So I'd ask you to vote yes with that.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, am I right in understanding that the amendments that you deleted were the ones that would require the water well drillers to pass out the forms when they found somebody had an unregistered well and start us down the process of dealing with that problem?
Yes, that is exactly right. That is, we believe the water well drillers in their licensing, the responsibility of informing the owner of the water well that they, if they didn't have a license, they would be in violation, and that has all been removed from the bill.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, that's unfortunate.
Further discussion. The motion is to adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 136, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure, and the chairman is asking the Senate to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Barroso? Burns? Kaye? Coe? Cooper? DeCaria, Beck, Guy, Pastor, Hines, Jennings, Job, aye, Johnson, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Peck, excuse, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Thompson, Vasey, Von Slatern, President Schiffer.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Votes closed. 21 ayes, 8 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have passed the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 136, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure. We're at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. and rolled Act Number 94.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 94, being original House Bill 39, an act relating to Volunteer Firemen's Pension Fund.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 94, being original House Bill 39. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 95.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 95, being original House Bill 105, an act relating to breastfeeding.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 95, being original House Bill 105. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 96.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 96, being original House Bill 164, an act relating to the Physician Dentist Health Care Provider Loan Repayment Program.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 96, being original House Bill 164. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 97.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 97, being original House Bill 182, an act relating to a loan program for students pursuing degrees to become foreign language teachers.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 97, being original House Bill 182. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 98.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill 227, an act relating to fair employment practices.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill Number 227. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 99.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 99, being original House Bill 251, an act relating to driving while under the influence.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 99, being original bill, House Bill Number 251. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 100.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 100, being original House Bill 269, an act relating to cities and towns.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 100, being original House Bill Number 269. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 101.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill 326, an act relating to motor vehicle license plates.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill Number 326. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 102.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 102, being original House Bill 75, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 102, being original House Bill Number 75. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 103.
House of Representatives enrolled Act Number 103, being original House Bill 95, and act relating to child caring facilities.
I am about to sign enrolled Act Number 103, being original House Bill 95. I have so signed. Enrolled Act, number 76.
Senate Enrolled Act, number 76, being original Senate File 53, an act relating to consumer protection.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act, number 76, being original Senate File number 53. Also signed. Enrolled Act number 77.
Senate Enrolled Act number 77, being original Senate File 76, and act relating to mental health and substance abuse services.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 77, being original Senate File number 76. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 78.
Senate Enrolled Act number 78, being original Senate File 169, an act relating to workers' compensation.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 78, being original Senate File number 169. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 79.
Senate Enrolled Act number 79, being original Senate File 60, and act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 79, being original Senate File 60. That's so fine. Enrolled Act number 80.
Senate Enrolled Act number 80, being original Senate File 104, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 80, being original Senate File number 104. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 81.
Senate Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate File 63, and act relating to state retirement.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate File number 63. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 82.
Senate Enrolled Act number 82, being original Senate File 86, an act relating to public health and safety.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 82, being original Senate File number 86. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 83.
Senate Enrolled Act number 83, being original Senate File 119, an act relating to the Wyoming Dental Practice Act.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 83, being original Senate File number 119. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 84.
Senate Enrolled Act number 84, being original Senate File 171, and act relating to certification of documents.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 84, being original Senate File number 171. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 85.
Senate Enrolled Act number 85, being original Senate File 175, an act relating to civil actions.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 85, being original Senate File number 175. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 86.
Senate Enrolled Act number 86, being original Senate File 117, and act relating to public health.
I am about to sign and roll out number 86, the original Senate file 117. I also signed. Rolled Act number 87.
Senate Enrolled Act number 87, being original Senate file 34, and Act relating to education.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 87, being original Senate file number 34. I have so signed. And Enrolled Act number 88.
Senate Enrolled Act number 88, being original Senate file 61, and Act relating to the Wyoming Pharmacy Act.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 88, being original Senate file 61. I have so signed. Majority floor leader, I believe that clears the desk.
President, I move that the Senate be at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Senator Nicholas.
Mr. President, I have privilege of the floor.
The floor is yours, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll go over this will be the last time to go over the goldenrod, and the there's two handouts that you have. Let me start with the goldenrod, and then I'll go through the two handouts fairly quickly. When you look at the goldenrod, you'll see that there are three profiles. You have the House status, Senate status, and the Joint Conference Committee status. You'll see there are balance in the budget reserve accounts available for preparation as we leave the session is $19 million, and that preserves the statutory reserve of 5%, which is the $98 million. So, in fact, it's a little over $100 million left. Actually, you can look up and you see $118 million is the general fund budget reserve account balance. That's the way we leave it. When you look at the difference between the House and Senate, if you try to explore those differences, the differences between the House position and the Senate position is about $20 million. It's kind of meaningless, but if you're trying to do that, remember that the bills change, and so what gets profiled on each side's bills are the final bill profiles, so those are really a final condition, but the budget bills remain where we left them before they went to conference. And you'll recall that there's a difference in where the spending came from. But so if you're trying to explore that, you can do it. It's not that meaningful. But mostly we're looking at the Joint Conference Committee status, which is the final status. If you look down below, you see that we've got $325 million into the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account. There's $100 million in the School Foundation Program balance. There's a $115 million in the water developments 1, 2, and 3. And you see that the Capital Complex construction account has been funded at $20 million and $7 million for the Capital Building Restoration account. So those are fully funded. The restoration account is going to be close to $15 million with the dollars that were already appropriated from prior years. On the general fund, page 2, that's pretty well self-explanatory. You can see the final profiles, at least as of today, of the bills under general file. Going to page 3, you'll see the budget reserve account. What is of interest to me is you look at the final dollars for under appropriations, you'll see where the amount of the budget bill, the transfer to the LFRA, of $183 million going into it this biennium, $27 million going to the Water Development 3, You have a $200 million permanent mental trust fund, but if you drop down below, you'll see that it gets pulled back out, or at least $140 million gets pulled out just below that under the line titled reduction to transfer. So the difference is $60 million. So during the biennium, we will have deposited an additional $60 million of discretionary income into the permanent mental trust fund. You drop to the bottom of the page, you can see that the new balance of the stabilization reserve account will be $325 million. You turn to page four, that's the school foundation program. A couple of things to remember, you see Senate File 46 is the school finance recapture. The rebated recapture coming back into the state now is $47 million. Below that, you see that we'll be funding anticipated right now $234 million to Hathaway. You recall that it requires $254 million to fully fund Hathaway, so we'll be about $20 million short based upon present projections. Another item to note is, you remember, there's $97 million coming out of the foundation program going to school capital construction. The school capital construction account is pretty well self-explanatory. On page 5, for the permanent Wyoming Mineral Trust Fund spending policy reserve account, so these are the reserve accounts for buffers to those two accounts. We have one for the PMTF and one for the Common School Permanent Land Fund. You'll see those balances. And those are all the dollars we put in. They have not, at some point, we hope that those be filled up by dollars or investments off of the account, but these dollars were all appropriated in by us out of our fund balances. And then on the last page, you see that the water development account, too, we put in the additional $2 million to bring it up to $21 million, and then you can see the transfer of $20 million plus down below for Water 3 to bring it up to $119 million. So that's generally where we're at when we're leaving. With respect to the table one, which is you've had before, and I just give it to you so you can keep it handy. This is the final tally of cities, towns, and counties and the distributions. But the table handout that you have does not address dollars that were appropriated under the budget. These are only the dollars under the supplemental budget. And I'll show you in a minute where you can see the dollars that were regarded substantial dollars going to cities, towns, and counties from the original budget that gets distributed in the second year of the biennium that they'll be receiving. I'll show you that in a moment. Then if you pick up the memorandum, this is just sort of your budget. This is where we come from and where we've been. The front three pages is a... really just a summary, an explanation of what you're doing. It was prepared by Don Richards. You go to page 4. You have a major actions just by category, and it tells you just a categorical reference if you want to look at a particular item. Under Wildlife Trust Fund, you'll see that there's a note there describing the veto of the governor. We had in the trust fund $2 million earmarked for the challenge program. By removing the footnote, the $2 million flows into the operational dollars of the wildlife trust fund. And, we'll talk about that soon later, but that's just a note there. You see the other actions. If you go to page 8, you see a comparison of the different positions that we went through. So you have the governor's rec, the JAC budget bill, and the Joint Conference Committee position. And you can see the big ticket items were Wildlife Trust Fund, where the governor made the recommendation of $45 million. We ended up with $19.7 million. YDOT was $180 million. We ended up with $110 million. The business council, the original recommendation was 55. We ended up with 33.2. And remember, we had almost $350 million left of revenue to deal with. Water count two, the original recommendation was 45, we ended up with 22. You'll see that we have the transfers to the LSRA of $56 million. The governor made no recommendations with respect to additional dollars into PMT or the LSRA, so we put in $56 more into the rainy day account than the governor recommended. The general fund, you got a pie chart on 9. If you turn over to page 10, what we asked staff to do there is to do a table that shows the original budget of 2006 budget and then the supplemental budget in the second column. So that will give you an idea of when you're starting to remember that this is a supplemental budget. Many dollars were in the original budget. So if you want to look back and see what we gave them for the entire biennium, that is the chart to go look at. And the red numbers, of course, are the dollars that we de-appropriated in the Permanent Mental Trust Fund, Department of Health, the University of Wyoming. So those are all de-appropriations that got reallocated. The chart on page 11 you've seen before just shows you where our spending's been going. And the chart on page 12 is just now familiar discretionary funds to the Department of Health. You've got on page 13 a flow chart showing city, towns, and counties how the $51 million was distributed. On page 14, you have more of the same, just a much more detailed. Page 15, you've got city, towns, and counties grouped in a different way, but this time bringing in all of the revenues and incomes that we've given to them, appropriated to them in this biennium, and compared it to the 05-06 biennium for city, towns, and counties. When you get to page 16, you now have a table that shows not only the new dollars that we appropriated this year, but also the other dollars that we appropriated from the last biennium. So you can see what the payments are anticipated to be on the August 15, 2007 distribution for under 316 and section 319 of the old budget. So if you remember, the city, towns, and counties are going to get those new dollars, or not new dollars, but previously appropriated dollars that are going to be distributed in August of this year. And then in the on the right-hand columns, you have the new dollars appropriated through the supplemental budget, and you can see the totals there. That sort of takes you over to the four-year profile on page 18. So what we're doing here is just looking to see what happens if you have present income projections from the Craig estimates. So you use the present Craig estimates, present gas prices and volumes, and then the LSO staff put in lines 10 and 11, which are what would happen if we gave locals, water life, and all of the corporations we had the same level for those items listed. And you can see that we would be $252 million short of being able to duplicate in the next biennium the same dollars that we appropriated this year, and that's principally because of the ongoing costs that we talked about that are going up. So I guess the moral of that statement is pray for cold weather. Then on page 19, it's really a diagram showing what you see on page 18. So when you look at this is now talking about Type 3 revenue. Type 3 revenues are our discretionary revenues. Our Type 1 revenues are dedicated. Those are federal dollars, constitutional earmarked dollars that can't be switched around by us. We have no control over them. Type 2 dollars are the earmarked dollars by statutory. We could alter them, but you'd have to go and amend statutory. And then Type 3 are discretionary dollars. And this is essentially a graph laying out what you see on page 18. And remember, when you look at the Type 3 expenditures, though, they've included in those expenditures those one-time dollars that we gave to YDOT, locals, Water Development, Wildlife Trust, and Capcom. But it gives you an idea of where our spending is going at present levels and what our revenues are. Pray for cold weather. Mr. President, I think that is sort of where we are and where we're leaving the session. If you have any questions, please ask. And if there's some charts that you don't have, then let us know. You might want to take with you the budget book. You recall we gave everybody a spiral bound book at the beginning of the session, and it has most of the tables and the distributions and a lot of helpful information. If you have that, it'll answer most questions that you need to have. So if you keep in your ready access these three documents, your goldenrod, these two documents, and that budget book, you know everything that I know.
Senator Geist. Senator Geist, the floor is yours.
This is a real privilege because we have I'm going to introduce a school from Cheyenne here, the Hobbs Elm School, where they all stand up. And there are 46 students and parents. The teachers are Gene Morrow, Sherry Ludlow, Ellen Long, and Courtney Chadwick. And they're all here. And they're watching us work, and stand up and give them a great big hand.
Welcome, students. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, it's a relatively small point, but on page 2 of the Goldenrod, there appears to be an error in the listing of the bills. What's being done is it appears that the house status is being shown as the status for both houses. And I thought for a while maybe they're just carrying over conference committee results, but it includes at least two bills where the conference committee is still outstanding in the difference between the House and the Senate. Yet you see identical figures all the way across. So I just would point out that that is a, I don't think it's a major error, but it is a discrepancy.
Senator Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. President. And what will happen is that you profile the last final action of the House, so that of the last House that dealt with it. So, for example, if the House was the last person to deal with it or the Senate, that should be the profile amount, but your conference committee adjustments won't get in until they've been approved by both houses. So those are going to change, and we're going to see differences tomorrow. In fact, you won't even see the final numbers till after you leave, and you'll get your goldenrod a couple days later. But at some point, they have to figure out how do you profile it, and generally speaking, you profile on committee of the whole on the last house that addressed it, and then when it's passed by that house, then that's the new number. It goes to the next house, and if changes occur on their committee of the whole, that then gets profiled, and if that's the final number, that stays in the profile. So the only way to change that is for a conference committee report to come to a new number and both houses to agree to it. And I hope that explains it. It should make sense. Say it doesn't. But
Senator Brassel.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We have in the balcony in the top two rows, and I think I'd please ask them to stand. We have some wonderful students from Star Lane Center in Passport, a wonderful school. My daughter attended for a number of years. They learned very practical information, Mr. President. I will tell you, there's a young man in the middle of their Cabot Crump, and he and my daughter were together in a program called Storming the Castle to learn practical uses of science, of math and physics, and they designed a catapult that could knock anything down from any distance. So, ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome these wonderful students from Star Lane Center.
Welcome, students. Senator Hines.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
The floor is yours, sir.
First, I want to remind you all that your privacy fund is due. If you haven't paid it, get it into the office here. And next, I replaced, I misplaced number 7 of my statues. You see it laying around, bro. For the back. Thank you.
Members of the Senate, we do have the opportunity today also to present an award, and I'll just give you some history on this award. Since 1994, a scholarship has been presented to a legislative intern. For the past 13 years, 18 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, from Laramie Community College, Western Wyoming Community College, and Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over $500,000 in memorial contributions. The funds are currently administered by the University of Wyoming's Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors the internship program, which allows students to enroll at an institution of higher education to obtain credit along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit by having someone who can help them in the areas of constituent mail, bill tracking or summaries, drafting talking points, writing news releases or newsletters, and similar services. During each legislative session, a deserving student is awarded the scholarship. A recipient has been selected to receive the scholarship for the 59th General Session. Joining our scholarship recipient is Ms. Lavonda Kopsa, who has served as the coordinator for our intern program for the past 5 years. Before that, Lavonda worked for the Wyoming Legislature as assessing staff for 5 years. It gives me great pleasure to announce to you that this year's recipient of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship is Talon Tharp of Warland, who attends the University of Wyoming, majoring in political science. Talon, congratulations, and thank you very much. Thank you, Talon. Congratulations. That's great. Mr.
Mr. President, your committee on message 511, which is Senate File 115, will meet today at approximately 12 o'clock in room S20.
Senator Jennings.
Mr. President, your conference committee on message 401 will meet one more time in S11 right after the function in the House of Football.
Senator Guy.
Mr. President, the Select Water Committee will meet at noon to listen to Mike Purcell and talk about what we're going to do with Select Water.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, rather than proceed with the motion on the floor, can we go ahead? We do have bills to sign, and I would like to get them signed and on their ways downstairs.
Mr. President, I withdraw the motion on the floor.
Hearing no objection, that motion is withdrawn. We are at that order of business of signing the rolled out. Enrolled Act number 104.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act number 104, being original House Bill 96, and Act relating to child care.
Enrolled Act number 104, being original House Bill 96. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 105.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act number 105, being original House Bill 246, and Act relating to environmental quality.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 105 in the original House Bill Number 246. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 106.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act Number 106, being Original House Bill 306, an act relating to law enforcement.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 106, being Original House Bill 306. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 107.
Enrolled Act, House of Representatives, Enrolled Act Number 107, being Original House Bill 52, an act relating to game and fish.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 107, being Original House Bill Number 52. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 108.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act Number 108, being Original House Bill 138, an act relating to economic development.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 108, being Original House Bill Number 138. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 109.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act Number 109, being Original House Bill 313, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 109, being Original House Bill Number 313. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 110.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act Number 110, being Original House Bill 205, an act relating to public utilities.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 110, being Original House Bill Number 205. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I think that clears the desk, at least for right now.
Mr. President, due to the timing, I believe if we had recessed until 2:30, because we have some of us are planning on joining the House at 2 o'clock, do we need to come back in and check prior to that time? Anticipation that we'll have concurrence reports.
Mr. Majority President, we might get some more from the House. I think they're working this morning.
Mr. President, if we came in at 1:15, we could check them and then take a recess at 2 o'clock. That way to keep the flow of the business. So, Mr. President, I move the Senate be in recess until 1:15.
Announcement, Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Conference Committee for Message Number 541, which is House Bill 278, will meet with our counterparts over on the House side, probably in the revenue meeting room, as soon as we can gather up and the House members are available. Thank you.
Members of the Senate, the Wyoming Arts Council has invited legislators and state employees to stop by the Arts Council Gallery between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Wednesday, February 28th, to view the Governor's Arts Award 25th Anniversary Exhibit entitled, quote, "And the Winner Is," end quote. We will have punch and cookies, but the real feature is the wonderful artwork by past Governor's Arts Award recipient. That's today. Any other announcements? The motion is for the Senate to be in recess until 1:15. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The Senate is in recess until 1:15.